Zvachim, Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We're now going to be learning the sugya of Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz is as horos in Psukim in Parshas Akre Mois, after the Parsha of Avodas Yom HaKippurim in Perek Yud Zayin in Sefer Vayikra. And the Torah says over there like this: Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Asher Yishchat Shorei Kesev Ve'Eis B'Machne. Torah delineates each type of behemo. Oya Asher Yishchat Michutz L'Machne. Vel Pesach Oil Moed Lohevi, he shechts it out of the Oil Moed, Michutz L'Machne, and he doesn't bring it L'Oil Moed. Dom Yechosh Elishahu, interesting, the Torah calls it Dom Shofoch, and the Oynish is in the Mufurish in the Pasuk, V'nichas O'ishahu Mikarev Amoy. So the first Pasuk talks about that he's Shoichit, it's Shchut Echutz, that's the Lashon that we're going to use. The Pesach Oil Moed Loi Hevioi, the Torah talks about it wasn't brought. What is the bringing? What's the Havo? Does that also refer to Shchita? So in the next Pasuk it says, Valeim Teme Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisom and Agash Yogob Sreichom, Ashi Yale Oil Loi Zavach. The Pesach Oil Moed Loi Yivienu, Lassis Ois Lashem, Nichse Yishu Miyamov. The Torah speaks out that the Lav, where there's an Oynish of Chorus, is Asher Yale Oiloi Zovach, Vel Pesach Oymoed Leivien. So the Torah says two things. Zevach means Shchita, Yale Oilem L'chor means Akrova. So we have over here an Isser of Shchita, and we have over here an Isser of Halo. The dinim of the two are distinct, and that's part of what we have to discuss over here in the Mishnah. There's going to be Chumris in one and Chumris in the other. By the way, included in Halo goes also Haktoro and Nisuch, if it's something that's very Nisuch, and Zrikas Hadam, important. These are both included, and the Torah sets them up. You see the way it is in the Psukim, one's in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Gimel Dalet, and one's in Pasuk Ches. It's set up Shchita and Halo as two different Nisuch. So now let's learn the Mishnayos. Hashoichit v'amala b'chutz. If somebody is Shoichit, a korban, and his mala, and then his makriv. Chayev al hashchita v'chayev al halo. The chiddush over here is, normally, if a person is b'haloma, let's talk about being chayev, when we talk about chayev al zev, chayev al zev, normal we're talking about with the isekaros, we're talking about being chayev al korban. When a person is unaware that he's being over on the isekatos, and he eats two kezeisim of chayev, or he does two malachas, he's only chayev once. So why over here is he chayv on shchita and halo? We're talking about over here behalam echod. The teretz is because two different isurim, like we just pointed out. There's like isur shchita and halo. The teretz divides them in the psukim. Reb Yosi Aglilyom, ha-shochat bifnim behala bachutz, chayv. If it was shochat bifnim, so now it's roi lakrova, and now he was mala bachutz, he could be chayv on the halo. Shochat bachutz, which would be an issue of shchut echutz, dom shofoch, and his chayv chorus. Vehelo bachutz, his potter on the halo, shalehelo bachutz elo dov apostle. Halo right now, it's a dov apostle. If you have a korban that was nifsal, and his mala bachutz, the issue of halo bachutz is only on something that is roi lahalo. L'chayre, if it was nishchat bachutz, then it's any roi lahalo. Omruloi, think about it. Af ha-shoichet bifnim u'mala b'chutz, they tell Rabbi Yosi, kimon she'etzia psolo. You want to talk about what's roi la'krova? At the point of halo, which is b'chutz, it's outside of the Azorah, once it went outside of the Azorah, it's vayta posel. So what makes that roi la'halo? So you might as well say that even by shochet b'chutz, v'hela b'chutz. What's that going to answer? So the Gemara explains from a b'raisa, that the answer that Rabbi Yosi has to this kasha is that there's a fundamental chil between the two, because a korban that was nishchat bifnim, it had a shas hakosher, and that shas hakosher is enough to render it roi lahalo, and therefore by the malah b'chutz he will be chayv. That's one teretz. Another teretz, which is gets into a whole shakel v'tayu, is the Gemara brings over there the Rabbi Lozab Reb Shimon answers on this kasha that you can't bring a raya from a nishchat bifnim v'yotze l'chutz, because by a nishchat bifnim v'yotze l'chutz, even though it has a psul yotze, but it's enough roi la'krova that I'm ol lo yerid, In fact, we have later on in the Mishnayis that the darga of Ola Layer, it's a Mishnah Dalid, that something which is possible, but it's enough of Roy Lakrova, that we have the din of Ola Layer that we learned a few prakam ago, that would be enough to consider it Roy Lakrova. So then what is the Rabbanan asking even to Rabbi Yossi? They know that halacha. L'chor, it is Roy Lakrova. A carbon which is nifsal miyotzi lemaisi if it was olo lo yered, that needs a yishuv that will have to see Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Beis Tomei Shochel Ben Kodesh Tomei Ben Kodesh Tohor Chayiv. This Mishnah is Zaitig, but the shakel the tie between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Aglili is similar. That's why it's brought. We're talking here about the Isser, which we haven't had that much in the Mishnayis about. The Isser of a Tomei, somebody who's Tomei on any level, Tomei Sheretz, or a Zov, or a Tumas Meis, and he ate Kochim, the Aloch is his Chayiv Karas. The Shal is what type of Kochim did he eat? He ate Ben Kodesh, Tomei Ben Kodesh Tor. B'yasek Lili Aymer, Tomei She'ochel Tohor Chayiv, if he's Mechalel, the Korban, in a state of Tumah by eating a Torah Dika Karbon, which should be eaten only by Torah and Dehiz Chayiv. But Tomei She'ochel Tomei, since the Karbon is anyways Tomei, he's not Mechalel it, he's not Metamei it by eating it. So therefore, Tomei She'ochel Tomei Potu, She'le'ochel Elo Dava Tomei, it anyways wasn't Troy. Omru Loi, Nei, Av Tomei She'ochel Torah, Kim She'noga Boi, Timohu. You want to tell me that the case of the Torah, where he's Metamei, is only by a Tomei she'ochel tohor. By a Tomei she'ochel tohor, over there also b'toich kedei, it becomes Tomei. Because as soon as he put it in his mouth, he picked it up to put it in his mouth, even if he leaned over the table and he grabbed it with his mouth, l'maisa, before he ate it, before there was a chiv chorus on the achila, there's a metame. So by definition, every achilas Tomei el ator is always going to really be eating Tomei. Elamai, you look at it the way it was before. V'tor she'ochel tomei poter she'nechai vel al tumas aguf, and a Torah that eats tomei, the reason why he's poter is because over there he's talking not mechalol, it's not with tumas aguf where he's mechalol the kachim. All it is that he's eating basa that was nifsal. That's a separate lav. He's not metame the kodesh.